Hey, you got the morning show with Aaron. That's Mim Jensen with The Colour Blue. And in the studio, I've got our man Caleb. Morning, Caleb.
Good morning, kia ora te whānau.
So Caleb is one of our DJs, but we often talk to him about art. You're organising something to do with Art Weekend, an emerging artist exhibition.
But, I am,
but
yes.
You're not here to talk about that. You're here to talk about another exhibition of local artists.
Absolutely. Something a little bit on the side that has been put together by Miriam Collins, who's also... with me organising the Hatch exhibition for
right.
Raw. So she's put together an exhibition that's running in Hamilton at a gallery called Gallery 9 on Braid in St. Andrews. And so that's going down from Thursday this week.
Yeah.
And it's going to be running for a week. And it's got myself, Miriam Collins, Larissa Goodwin, Marie Bradavakova. So it's a pretty eclectic little mix.
Are they all local artists or a mix from around the place?
No. So it's just myself and Miriam who live locally here
yep.
in Whangaroa, and the other two, I believe, are kind of scattered around the Waikato.
Do you and Miriam describe yourselves as emerging artists, or you're a bit more than emerged? Emerged artists.
No, definitely emerging. Definitely
right.
emerging. Yeah. It's still very much identify as emerging artists. Yeah.
Okay. And are the other two probably as well?
Yes, they are. So
yeah.
It's four beautiful emerging artists. So myself, I do oils. Miriam does illustration and digital works. Larissa does pottery.
Yeah.
And works with clay. And I believe Marie does maybe oil or acrylics.
Okay, and why have you chosen this particular gallery to
exhibit? It's a beautiful little space, whānau. So it's reasonably cheap to hire out. And so you can hire it out for a week. I think roughly around $200 or something like that. There's no commission costs. But you have to man the gallery space, and you just kind of... I think it works like you just kind of throw the curator or the organizer of the gallery. You find a time during a calendar year,
yeah,
and then you book it in, it's all
okay.
Good. Yeah, it's easy peasy.
Is it? I'm visualizing a bunch of shops, a set of shops. Is it amongst a set of shops there? Is that? And there's a council library. Is it in that little spot? You haven't been there yet, have you?
No. This is all. This is all the handiwork of Miriam.
Right. Okay. You're the publicity man.
Yeah, the hype man.
The hype man.
But it's a from what I've seen of it anyway, and what I've heard about the space, it's a really wild little opportunity for emerging artists.
It sounds like someone's come up with something interesting there to do. Yeah, not just a normal gallery, but
And we need more spaces like that as well. You know. So, yeah, super exciting. So if you're out and about in Kirikiriroa from Thursday this week for a whole week, do come and say hello. The opening hours are 10 to 3 daily, and we're having a little cheeky exhibition opening on the Saturday from 4 to 7. So that is Gallery 9 on Braid, whānau, St. Andrews. Come and check it out.
You got any friends in Hamilton who like art, send them along as well. Let them know it's happening. I think that would be a good thing. So, I mean, how is your art going at the moment? I know you have multiple day jobs and an interest here at the radio station. Are you having much time for active painting, Caleb?
You know, time has been a little bit limited on the creative front, but I feel like I've been in a really fortunate space over the last few months, where I've been able to kind of move a bit more into that facilitation role, that facilitation space of working with others around
yeah.
creativity. So I feel like there's only so much energy in the kitty, so that's kind of been where my energy has been kind of placed at the moment. So in terms of my own creativity or my own creative practice, not so much.
Okay.
But you know, I feel like as a creative and as an artist, it's important to be accepting of where you are on that path.
Okay.
And sometimes
yeah.
you know, you don't have to be creative all the time. So I think it's kind of about listening to yourself, your creative needs, and going
okay.
with that. Yeah.
So for all four of you at this exhibition, I guess you're all at that point in life juggling the day job with the arts?
Yeah.
Do you know, how's everyone else going with that?
Well, I think, well, like, Miriam's been doing heaps creatively. She's she's definitely, she's going for it, which is a beautiful thing. And I, like, I know Larissa has had, like, she's been doing quite a bit with her pottery over the last, like, few years. She's just, I think she had, a little pepe with her partner maybe a year ago or a bit more than that. So she was kind of, you know, she's juggling that, but she was doing some big things on the pottery scene.
That is a day job and a half.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm not too sure about Marie, but yes, definitely the other three artists are very much active creatively. For me, it's just I've got a few of my older works in there. But it's still a beautiful thing to be part of.
Since we're on the radio, how do you describe your work?
How do I describe my work? Very much. I work with water-based oils.
Oils.
Yeah, yeah. A slightly contradictory there,
I know.
Nonetheless,
it's like saying fire-based water.
So it looks and it smells like oil paint, but it's dilutable with water.
Oh, so it's it vibes like oil, but it's actually water-based.
Okay.
Easy to clean up.
Easy to clean up, which is, you know, no muss, no fuss, which I'm all about. But my work is definitely definitely inspired by Papatūānuku and the connection that I have to the earth, to the land. And I guess, like, really try to portray my own experience with that connection, and because, you know, every experience is subjective, and I guess, like, I try to materialize my own experience around the connection that I have.
So what does it look like
in terms of
that's what's happening. Like, this is what's happening through you, and that's the creative strand that's working its way into the art. But just to look at, people would say, "Oh, that's colourful," or "That's an impressionist," "That's lifelike." So, like, what a
I hear. Got on a little bit of a tangent there. I definitely would describe my work as hyperrealism, I would say.
Okay.
So I really enjoy accentuating, like, the shadow, the light. Within an object. I mostly paint kind of, I guess, organic or objects like mountains, or recently the last thing I painted was a kawo, a bird, a cormorant. And like in an ocean kind of scene. I definitely am more drawn towards kind of things within the natural realm.
I know no artist wants to reduce their work to it's quite colourful and it goes with this decor. sometimes it helps. Have you had a chance to paint in your new place? Because I know, like, you're talking about the connection with nature there, and you're in a good spot for that now.
I'm a good spot
compared to being urban based. Have you had a chance to paint yet?
I've had a little bit of a play around, but, like, nothing very non-committal. You know, very kind of just like having a bit of a release creatively.
The muse was non-committal,
but nothing too crazy. Too crazy.
And what about the others? And, like, can you describe their art? Or am I? Oh, you got. We're running out of. How out of time are we, Caleb? Caleb has to dash off. So we'll let's sum up then. So Caleb and three others, including Miriam, who's a local artist, Miriam Collins, going to be at what's the gallery called?
Gallery 9 on Braid.
Okay, so that's Braid Road and St Andrews in Hamilton. And what days and times?
So starting from this Thursday. From 10 till 3 daily, and that's going to be running for a whole week, whānau. And we'll also have a gallery opening, exhibition opening, on the Saturday, which will be from 4 till 7. So do come down.
Okay, and if you've got any friends in Hamilton who like to buy art, tell them this is the chance to get into some artists before they become famous. and the price of their work goes up.
Absolutely. No doubt.
All right. Oh, and Caleb, you're on the air tomorrow, Wednesday. Your show's on Wednesday. What time?
5 to 6:30.
And any focus this week, or are you just
Just everything funky, all shapes and sizes.
Okay.
Come on down.
All right. Come on. Oh, you want people to come to the studio?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right, man.
Come say hello.
So we're going to, thank you, Caleb. We're going to play a song before we get to the news break and all that. Here's Benny with Green Honda.